Good afternoon. Welcome to Mike and the Hoss on WASR Radio, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. I'm Mike Denae, and alongside Charlie Hossack, we are Mike and the Hoss. How you doing today, Charlie?
That's quite an opening for the show today on Tuesday.
Bow, bow.
Bow. Because I'm a brick. Right? House. All right. Thanks, Eric, for that good stuff. Well, it is Tuesday, Mike. It is going to snow a little bit later. We haven't had much snow at all in January.
Really? How could you tell? Is it the green grass or is it the leaves blowing across your yard?
I think it's probably both. I might need to call a landscaper to come out there and clean my yard up.
Mackerel. I made the comment to my wife the other day. I says, I don't know if in January I remember leaves blowing across the yard.
I know. It's crazy. So it should be, I think, what are we getting? A couple inches. So it's not going to be huge, but just enough to pretty things up.
Yeah.
You know, the season of yuck, as I said last week.
Yes,
that'll make things at least a little bit cleaner and prettier.
You are pro winter. We know that.
Yeah, right. But other than that, it's been a good week so far. How about for you?
We
know what's going on
with that. And I just told you guys a story. We got home from the hospital today, and the dogs ran away, and they ended up in a chicken coop. The next road over with an electric fence, and
so they
couldn't get out. And
yep.
Needless to say, they do not smell pretty right
now.
No,
such a good story. Are they? They're not in the truck right now, are they?
I
had to off here. Rosie, your older dog, always kind of had a tendency to run a little bit, and you know, I'd be leaving your house, and she'd be running beside me.
Yeah,
and you know, have her jump in the car to bring her home, and then obviously Ralphie is following suit, apparently.
Unfortunately, she's not modeling good behavior right now.
Well, I'm glad. That's all right.
But we got him
back, and that's all good. And good.
But you know, hey, we're here.
We are.
We're here, and
we get to talk sports. And Eric Scott is super excited today because you know it's his segment.
Eric's wonders. Now this one today is going to be about New Hampshire sports.
That's great.
Yeah, and I think it's a question that a lot of people have, especially locally. And so I'm looking forward to getting to that. Mike and the Hoss is powered by the Yum Yum Shop, located in the heart of downtown Wolfboro, and can be found on WASR 97.1 FM and 1420 AM, and all over the world on WASR.net. The Yum Yum Shop has over 100 varieties of fresh baked goods, including 6 different types of bread, and a full-service ice cream bar, and of course, their most famous item, the gingerbread cookie. Make sure to visit the Yum Yum Shop the next time you are in Wolfboro or online at yumyumshop.com. And while you're there, enter the discount code Mike and the Hoss or WASR to receive $5 off a gingy box. And you can always join the conversation at 569 Lake, 569-5253.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is I don't know if you've tried this at home, but you can say, you know, you can ask Alexa to play WASR.
I have tried that.
Yeah, which is cool. So I do that in the morning when I listen to Daybreak on the Lake with Daryl. Every morning I come in, say, play WASR, and it's awesome. I love his show. He's doing a great job. He's had some really good interviews.
Let's not forget about our Facebook Live.
Yeah, we
have that.
You can always check us out Facebook Live. Of course, on WASR.net, you can listen to us anywhere in the world. 97.1 FM, obviously 1420 AM. And the other cool thing is if you miss the show and you want to catch up on old shows, you can listen to our podcasts, which are posted on the WASR website.
Or follow the Mike and the Hoss on the Facebook page.
Yeah,
the
Facebook
Hoss
page. And also make sure you do a like for WASR
Absolutely.
On Facebook.
All right. I can't use my paper copy today.
Did you see what I brought? The Facebook Live people. I brought paper copies.
Well,
to be kind of cool like you. But I also have my computer, which I prefer.
Well, I'm relying on the computer. Hopefully the battery doesn't
run
out.
Oh, boy. I got a backup for you, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Should I go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Well, I titled it Bill's an Idiot.
Yeah.
And
which Bill are we talking about?
We are talking about Bill Belichick.
Okay.
So, as you know, and anybody who listens know, that I came to the other side of the fence last week. And
welcome home.
I said, I have to root for Tom Brady. He's doing things that are, you know, nobody's done before.
Right.
And I should sit back and enjoy it. And I was disappointed because I wanted the team to be more important than the player.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen. Right now, Brady is showing that he's definitely more important than the team.
Right. The team as in the New England Patriots.
Well, the success of the New England Patriots
right.
over 20 years and,
of course.
You know, obviously what's happening with Tampa. And so as I'm watching the games on Sunday, and you know, the first game was the Tampa game, and I realize Bill's an idiot, you know, plain and simply, because if he would have held on, it's not that Brady wanted, you know, Earth to be moved, you know, for him to stay. He was looking for a representative contract for a couple years.
Yeah.
And he wanted to stay. He expressed that he wanted to stay.
Right. And he'd always really kind of taken that hometown discount.
Absolutely. So he just wanted something representative,
sure.
$25 million, whatever it ended up being. And if he would have stayed and Belichick would have rode him out,
mm-hmm.
and then Belichick would have retired when Brady retired, you know, if he would have gone out in that one, everybody would have always wondered, was it Brady or Belichick?
Right.
You know, he would have had that cover anyway because, you know,
yeah,
most people thought that it was probably Belichick. Most people felt that Brady was a result of the system.
Right.
And if he would have just – he could have sheltered himself from that.
He could have.
He could have come out the other side and said, you know, yeah, he would have won without us. I was 4-1 with Garoppolo, 3-1 with Garoppolo, 11-5 with Castle.
Right.
You know, he had those things to back up.
And if you were looking at it too, just I wanted to make a quick comment. If Brady was with the Patriots this year, they'd probably get one or two more wins, maybe three. They'd probably slide into the playoffs and probably get eliminated in the first round.
Well, I'll go a step further. You have Brady still playing at a decent level.
Yeah.
Maybe they look for a few weapons for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they did look Antonio Brown. You know, they did Mohamed Sanu. So they have gone out and tried to get him weapons.
You're right.
Whether they put both feet in, you know, that's another conversation. But they did go around and look for some weapons for him. If Mohamed Sanu and the Gordon guy, the Gordon character, he ended up being suspended. Flash Gordon there. The receiver, we don't even know. We never really played that much. And then Antonio Brown.
Right.
For that one game, that Miami game, they had a pretty lethal, receiving core.
Right.
So I think that they, you know, if they would have just given in a little bit to Brady on that one, they put the team together, the dynasty keeps rolling. But Bill didn't want to, he wanted to do it on his own. This was about Belichick, and Belichick's an idiot. He's an idiot because he's lost. He's lost his heart. I'm not saying that he can't rebound from this,
right.
You know, if the page, but he doesn't have that much longer. You said you think it's his last year anyway.
Yeah.
Last year was his last year. You still think are you holding on to that?
Yeah, I'm still holding on to that. The player, just so you know, I just Googled it. It was Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I don't think it can be his last year now.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
So the Patriots need to go get a quarterback.
Yeah.
They're either going to draft something in the first round,
mm-hmm.
most likely, you know, or they're going to give up their first-round pick for a quarterback. If they go after a veteran like a Matt Stafford or even a Jimmy Garoppolo, they're going to be paying him $25 million a year.
Yeah.
They're not as good as Brady.
No.
Even at 43, they're not as good as Brady. If they trade for one, they're going to have to give up some draft capital.
Right.
If they decide to draft one in the first round, they're picking at 15, maybe Mac Jones.
I was going
to
say, I'm really I mean, you know this. I'm excited about Mac Jones.
Maybe.
Someone had made the comment, I don't know where it was, Facebook, whatever, Mac Jones is kind of like the new version of Tony Eason. Remember Tony who brought him, you know, back in 85?
Maybe. But they're going to have they're starting over. They could have – I think that they could have sold Brady at the time. It says, look, we're going to sign you for 2 more years.
Yeah.
We're going to draft a quarterback. And we're going to – you know, you're 42.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can work together on this one.
Right.
But
not going to give you three, but we'll give you two.
And I think Brady would have taken it.
Yeah.
I think he would have taken it, and I think that the Patriots would have kept moving. They would have had a plan in place. They have no plan in place. We're talking Matthew Stafford. We're talking, you know, I'm hoping for Jimmy Garoppolo or, you know, figure out a way to draft a winner.
Right. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers' name has been thrown out there.
Yeah, and I'm we'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about that, but Belichick has to change his ways.
Oh, absolutely.
He has to go both feet in on whatever quarterback he goes.
Yeah.
He can't try to reclaim somebody off the scrap heap. He can't do another year of Cam Newton.
No. Oh, gosh, no.
And
then we know, I mean, Stidham is obviously not the next quarterback for the New England Patriots.
So, I mean, just plain and simply, Bill's an idiot. Bill lost this. He lost it completely, and he has to come back. He has to put everything in next year. He can't go on a 3 or 4 year building run.
Right.
He has to put everything in next year
to compete
now against a good Buffalo team, a great Kansas City team.
Halfway decent Miami team.
A halfway decent Miami team, yep.
Yeah. So he's got some competition. This is actually kind of a nice segue because my take is, and if you watched the game, and I know you did, at the end of the game, Tony Romo mentioned the Patriots, which was, when you go back and listen to it, it's just a little odd because, I mean, I get it. I get that, you know, Tom Brady was playing and all that, but he decided to right before the kind of the whole show ended, he said that, you know, the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick, you know, they're going to come back and they've got something brewing. So my question is, what does Tony Romo know, or does he know as much as we do? And that being said, although I've continued to say that this is Bill's last year, if Belichick now, especially next week or in 2 weeks, if Brady goes and wins the Super Bowl, Belichick has to return to do something because his legacy, just like you said, is tarnished.
He's damaged goods right now.
He is damaged goods. I mean, not the fact we talked about it last week, his girlfriend's tweeting things.
Yep.
He needs to fix things. So I think that's how Romo feels. I think Romo is kind of making the assumption Brady's going to win the Super Bowl. You know, all the lights are going to be on Brady again. And Bill now has to say, you know, it's kind of like, okay, your move, Bill. What are you going to do? How are you going to get this New England Patriots team to compete?
And it's pretty interesting because every light that shines on Brady is one less light that shines on Belichick.
It is now. You're right.
And, yep. You know, he's been crucified over the past couple days in the press.
Mm-hmm.
How this is a mammoth loss for the Patriots organization.
Yeah.
Because it was the Patriot way, you know, the organization.
It was,
the system,
yeah, do your job.
You know, Ernie Adams. I mean, all this other kind mm-hmm. of stuff that we've, you know, been seeing over the years. But ultimately, it came down to one guy. And as soon as that one guy left, you stink and the other team goes to the Super Bowl.
Fell apart. Yeah.
Now, I do think that there's more to it. And
absolutely. Look who Tom gets to throw to.
Well, and he's going to a team that was pretty good.
Yeah, well, they were 7-9.
But they were 7-9 with talent, and they had a quarterback that threw as many interceptions as he did completions.
Right.
You know, so he gave up the ball an awful lot. What I see with the Tampa offense, or what I saw, you know, we'll get to the game later on, but I see a lot of Patriots.
Yeah.
I see a lot of Patriot plays that they're running. A lot of Patriot philosophy
that
they're running.
Tom's running the offense.
He's running the offense. He's coaching, yeah. like you said. Yeah. You know, yeah. And so, anyway, we'll get to the game a little bit later, but Bill's an idiot. He lost. He lost on this. It's not over, but right now he looks terrible.
Yeah.
And he's got some serious legacy issues in front of him.
He does.
That if he does not come back next year to at least the AFC Championship game, then
now let me ask you a question. Does Bill care? Does he care?
I think so, because I think his girlfriend's comments, those should just
kinda
come up in
kind of echoed his sentiment. Yeah. This is how I feel.
Remember when in the Super Bowl when Welker dropped the pass and
yeah.
it was a Giants one. It was the second Giants one. And Giselle came up and, you know, remember she came out and says, well, you
yeah.
can't throw the ball and catch
and
the ball.
Catch the ball.
That
yeah.
kind of comment. You know, that comes from the husband. That comes from the
yeah. It
you
comes
know,
from the coach, the player, right?
You know, they share their frustration. I can't see Brady saying, "Oh, it's okay," or Bill saying, "You know, not talking about it." You know,
right.
I'm sure he's having some private conversations with his girlfriend. And just
yeah.
saying, you know, darn.
I don't know if he's saying darn,
no.
But you know, where do the Patriots go from here? One of the interesting things is one of the first people to congratulate Tom, you know, after all the stuff was over, was Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft made a phone call, congratulated him. Tom's still
Edelman,
you know, Bob Kraft's boy. Yeah, of course Edelman, but yeah, a lot of the players, you know, Richard Seymour, and
yeah.
of course. So you got a lot of the old Patriots congratulating, and then you got some of Patriots that are coming out a little critical of Coach Belichick, former Patriots, not current Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting to see how this is going to play, because I think, you know, I thought Bill, and I've said this before, that this was it for Bill. But now, you know,
I might come back now?
Because he's got so much. He's got the tarnished legacy, so he needs to repair that. And the only way he can repair it is the tarnished legacy is for him to stick around
and win.
And win.
He has, and I think I said this last week, he has more pressure. He and McDaniels, not
yeah.
just Belichick, but McDaniels and McDaniels have more pressure than they've ever had.
And Patricia's back.
Yeah.
So, but just in a different role. But I'm just saying, like I think he's going all in, and they've got a lot of money. They got a lot of money to spend.
But they don't have anybody. Nick Caserio's gone.
Right.
He's in Houston.
Yeah.
And so they have a new, I mean, I know that Belichick's the general manager, which all the more pressure on him for that.
A lot of pressure.
But he doesn't have that right-hand guy that, you know, to
yeah,
go out and
to
find
bounce
talent.
Things off of.
It's going to be interesting. I think this offseason is going to be really interesting.
Right.
What's going to happen, though, if Belichick does his typical offseason and doesn't open the pocketbook and doesn't go after the, you know, one of the most exciting signings that they ever did was Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
And he did it right out of the gate.
Right.
So
we'll see what – I mean, what do you think number one focus is going to be a QB? That's the – got to get a quarterback.
It starts
That's
there.
Where it starts.
It starts there, and then after that, he needs somebody to throw to.
Right.
All right. We'll be right back. Mike and the Haas on WASR.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Haas. COVID got you looking a little sloppy, need a little trim, need a little haircut. Why don't you look for a new family stylist? We recommend Water's Edge Salon in beautiful Back Bay. Owner Sarah Morgan has been a hairstylist in our community for 15 years. Sarah is accompanied by Paige Moore, another experienced stylist. Water's Edge is open Monday through Saturday. Call Sarah and company at Water's Edge Salon at 515-1070.
Or get the number at watersedgesalonnh.com.
Hey, this is Mike and Charlie from Mike and the Haas. If you're looking for a great night out, try the Full Belly Bar and Grill at Kingswood Country Club. The Bar and Grill is a delicious Friday night prime rib for $20, plus additional food and drink specials every night. After your meal, play a round of golf on the only golf simulators in the region. If you mention Mike and the Haas, get an hour of golf for the super low price of $20, a $5 savings.
Hey Mike, don't forget about the Full Belly Deli on Mill Street in downtown Wolfboro for some of the tastiest subs in town. You have to try the Full Belly Deli. Both restaurants offer delivery and takeout. You can reach the Full Belly Deli at 603-569-1955.
And you can reach the Bar and Grill at 603-569-9869.
Mike and the Haas is sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance. If you're in the market for your health, life, or long-term care insurance, start with Paul Duran at Duran Independent Insurance. Paul and his team can answer any of your insurance questions with an independent voice. They can help you shop for the best rates available in New Hampshire and are your trusted time saver. So for any of your life, health, or long-term care insurance, start with Duran Independent Insurance. You can reach them at 603-569-6464 or DuranIndependentInsurance.com. Duran is independent and works for you.
Welcome back to Mike and the Haas, powered by the Yum Shop on WASR. All right, we are going to do some community work here.
Before we do community work, can I make a comment
or two?
All right, so I had a chance to check the Facebook Live feed, and if there was a sound issue, I hope we got that corrected. But our good old friend, Bob Terrio, had made a comment. Bob, I'd love for you, and first of all, thanks for listening. I'd love for you to call in 603-569-LAKE. That's 603-569-5253, because you had made a comment a little bit about the NFL and Tom Brady and kind of comparing it to professional wrestling, which, you know, for the most part we know is fake. So I'd love to have that conversation with you. And you're kind of saying that it's rigged for Brady to go and beat the, you know, number one Green Bay Packers. And a little bit later, we're going to be talking about the game, and I'm sure you want to talk a little bit about the pass interference, and we'd love to hear from you. So Bob, thanks for listening.
That's some deep conspiracy stuff.
There is some. I like the conspiracy stuff, so that'd be awesome to talk about.
We had brought up conspiracy theories on at the NBA. Remember? Maybe a year ago on the show with basketball and some of the refereeing, and you could predict what's going to be happening. So I could get into a conspiracy that's non-political.
Definitely,
it'll be okay. All right. So every week, Kingswood comes up with a male and female athlete of the week, and we are fortunate enough to be included in this, and so that we can talk about it on our show. So the first two, There's four of them. I'll take care of the females.
All right, I got the guys.
Yeah, we have two female athletes of the week, Abby Fournier and Charlotte Ling. Coach Nealer has nominated both of these skiers, sharing that Charlotte made her freshman debut by being the highest place finisher among the high school girls with a sixth place finish in slalom.
Slalom, yeah.
With two consistent fast runs. She was also the second fastest Kingswood girl in giant slalom. Abby was the highest scoring knight at the first Alpine race of the season with 189 points scored, including a seventh place finish in the slalom race.
Yep. You're really good. You can get abbreviations.
Congratulations to both Abby and Charlotte.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations, Abby. Congratulations, Charlotte. And we'll get Coach Nealer on, hopefully, sooner rather than later, so we can talk about the ski program. Our male athletes of the week are Robbie Hotchkiss and Calvin Kinville. Coach Nealer once again shares that Robbie was the top scorer in both the giant slalom and slalom at the first race of the season, with two top 10 finishes to lead the Knights in scoring at their first home race. Robbie has been working hard to improve his skiing and spent all vacation working on improving his skills. Calvin Kinville was extremely helpful in the food drive that the ski team did in December when sports were canceled. Even though the team thought that they would not get a season this year, and Calvin was thinking he was not going to have a senior season. He stepped up and made it happen. As we were looking for, as we were loading the food into the car, he said to me, he being Calvin, said, "It really makes me feel good to do something as a team and to help other people." Calvin has shown why he was chosen to be this year's boys captain. Congratulations to Robbie Hotchkiss and Calvin Kinville, the male athletes of the week.
Well, good job, all the athletes of the week.
Absolutely. That's so cool. It's fun that this is back because not only does it the students and athletes deserve this recognition, it means that we have winter sports happening, which is very exciting.
That's right. First hockey game for the boys is tomorrow.
And the girls as well.
Oh, the girls are tomorrow,
so the girls
too?
Girls are away at Conval. And but they're playing out in Keene, no fans.
Yeah, and the boys are away at, they're playing at Merrill Fay in Laconia.
In Laconia,
against
yeah.
Laconia Winnisquam. I should say we're playing that because I am on the coaching staff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be coaching.
I am, and no fans.
No fans, yeah.
But it is televised. And
should be what, Live Barn? Or
I think it's going to be on Live Barn, but also, and Coach Potenza sent out, they have a television network that is doing their school sports.
Oh, awesome.
Over there. So
they being Laconia.
Laconia area.
Yeah.
And so Facebook, he sent it out on Facebook. So, I mean, maybe we could probably link it onto our site. So if anybody wants to go see that.
That's exciting. Good. Your coaching debut. I'm really excited for you.
Well,
are you
really
excited?
It's not really a debut.
Well,
with the high school team, it's the debut.
Mike, it is your first time coaching high school hockey for Kingswood.
Yes.
I'm not, that's not incorrect.
No, that is not incorrect.
Yeah, so it is your high school debut.
Well, that's you said coaching debut.
Well, high school coaching debut. So I'm really going to be rooting for you.
We have another announcement. We do the New England Wolves, and so we've been trying to get Back Bay Hockey to give us some stuff too, and they did. Chuck Smith, who's on the board for Back Bay.
I love Chuck.
And he sent me, Learn to Skate and Learn to Play is starting to happen. Which, a COVID year, so it's later than normal, mm-hmm. But it's going to be starting Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., obviously at Pop Whale, February 7th to March 14th. Learn to Skate is free. Intro to ice hockey programs for kids ages 4 to 10. Learn to Play is $100, so if it's a little bit more in the advanced, Learn to Play, where you actually, working with the puck and some skate. Learn to Skate, though, is free. If your child is new to skating, please register for Learn to Skate. If your child has skating experience, please register them for Learn to Play. Limited space available. Your required equipment would be Learn to Skate is skates and a helmet. And for Learn to Play, you need full ice hockey equipment. You can register online at www.backbayhockey.com/registration.
Right, and so Chuck Smith's kind of the go-to guy for that. So
Chuck Smith's the go-to guy for everything.
Absolutely. So if you need something or you're not sure where to get skates or equipment, contact Chuck, and I'm sure he'd be able to help you out. But that's so cool that getting kids involved at a young age, which is awesome.
It's probably, as somebody who's brought his kids up through the hockey system, through the Back Bay hockey system. Very fond memories of Learn to Skate and Learn to Play and all these things. The very young, when the kids barely could stand up
My
kids could barely stand up, and to see how far that they can come.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I mean, the first game, one of my kids during the game went to the glass to say hi to his grandparents.
I mean, why not? That's so cute.
It's good stuff.
Yeah,
it is. Back Bay Hockey, Learn to Skate, Learn to Play, getting going February 7th. All right, so we don't have a caller on the Kingswood Hotline, sponsored by Duran Independent Insurance.
Right, and we're trying to go ahead and say it.
Duran is independent and works for you.
I love that. I just love that. So we're hoping we're going to, just if you're listening, we're looking to get Coach Mick Arsenault so he can talk about the Nordic program, and Coach Nealer, we're going to talk about the Alpine program, which will be exciting, and hopefully we'll get them on, at least one of them on this Friday.
Okay. We do have a few minutes to talk baseball, and the Red Sox actually blew the dust off their checkbook and actually signed a few players this week. Not earth-shattering signings by any means.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
let's not get overly excited about the Red Sox.
Mookie Betts is not coming back to the Red Sox.
No.
But they spent more money in the past 2 days than they had spent in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's something.
That's true.
Garrett Richards.
All right. So, I just want to – can I talk a little bit about Garrett Richards?
Sure.
I mean, he's got 10 years experience, played mostly for the Angels and the Padres. He is injury prone, and he has control issues. So, really, really good acquisition.
So, it It could work out.
I mean, it could.
And it could be a dumpster fire.
It could be a dumpster fire.
All right.
So we'll see how that goes.
We talked a little bit about Kiki Hernandez last week, the star utility player.
Yeah, he signed a 2-year, $14 million deal, and it was Joe Kelly. Did you hear his comment? I wrote it down. His comment was, Kiki Hernandez is a more athletic version of Brock Holt.
Oh, I thought that was you.
No, I didn't write that. That was Joe Kelly. I got to give Joe Kelly credit for that. So Joe Kelly had played with him, obviously, on the Dodgers. So he's a more athletic version of Brock Holt. I love Brock Holt. I think Brock Holt is great, and he filled the role for the Red Sox. But do we need to sign someone for 2 years, $14 million, to become the next Brock Holt?
I don't understand why they can't bring anybody up from Pawtucket to do a utility infielder place.
Right.
You know, and maybe invest a little bit more money into a starting pitcher.
You know,
maybe one that can throw strikes.
I know, and they keep if you look, I know you read these all the different blogs and Red Sox and stuff, and everything references back to Chris Sale. But you know what? We don't know what Chris Sale is coming back when he does come back. You know,
he had Tommy John surgery in April.
Yeah,
and it's usually 12 to 15 months minimum.
Right, and we know that he, even when he's healthy, we know that he can't go an entire season.
They had posted the starting. The starting rotation for the Red Sox, and Chris Sale was at the top, and I was like, I'd be surprised if Chris Sale pitched this year.
Yeah, right.
You know, because if they're 10, 12 games out of it come June,
yeah,
which is possible.
It's very possible.
Are you going to rush Chris Sale back?
No.
Of course not.
No.
So wouldn't you want to give him another year?
Yeah, to get healthy. Maybe put some meat on his bones.
That signing's not looking very good right now.
But there's another signing. Go ahead. There's one more signing.
Oh, the Adam Ottavivo?
Oh, yeah. Ottavivo. Huge, huge signing.
Huge, huge.
So it's
from
interesting.
The Yankees.
So you know when the Yankees are trading with their rivals, it must be a great deal. Must be a real steal for the Red Sox.
I will say, so he's a reliever.
He's a struggling reliever.
He struggled last year.
Yeah.
If you go back before last year, he's got some pretty good numbers.
Okay.
I mean, I go back and, you know, I'm not as, you know, just a shortcut like you. You just look at what he did for you lately. Oh. I go back and look at a little bit more.
Unbelievable.
So So
based on your logic right now, if we go back 30 years.
But 30 years?
If we go back 30 years, I probably beat you in a foot race.
I don't think so. I had Jets.
Oh, please. Oh, gosh.
I did. Yeah. I had Jets. Anyway, so. I went on to the New York Yankees blog site.
Okay, what did they
say?
Because
I wanted to see what their fans were saying about this.
Yeah, yeah.
And there wasn't one, and I read through probably about 100 posts, and I don't think there was one of them that was happy about this. They were really upset because they said his top stuff is as good as it gets, and they relied. He has 75 appearances a year, last year, but the year
before.
2 years
ago, right.
And he's very instrumental in their bullpen. So I like hearing those guys and seeing what they say about it. And so, listen, I'm not necessarily hooking my wagon onto the guy, but it's something. It is something. At least we know three of the names that are going to be on the team.
That's a good point. Yeah, no, I get it. It's something, and I want to get excited about the Red Sox because, you know, we both of us love baseball, and we want this Red Sox to be successful. But I just
so I put down here. Does it change your outlook of the team?
I don't know. I guess I feel a little bit better. But being said, I still don't feel great about the Red Sox.
No, I don't feel great. It doesn't change my outlook yet.
Yeah.
I mean, again, this is not something that really moves the needle. I did see that they're still in contact with Jackie Bradley Jr. He's just a straight-up free agent right now. Nobody signed him.
Right.
And they're still talking to him. Do you want Jackie Bradley back?
I think I've gone on record before that I'm okay with him leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, great, great defensive ball player. Kind of inconsistent at the plate. So
he can get hot.
He can get streaky.
But I just don't know. Right now they have Verdugo set up for center field.
Yeah.
I don't like the five-man platoon in the outfield,
right?
And so if they bring him back, why?
I agree.
For 265, some great defensive plays,
of course.
But I think he was great when he had Betts on one side and not a struggling Benintendi,
a good Benintendi
on the other.
Yeah.
You know, and so you needed that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now you need offense, and I don't think they have the offense.
No, there's not much there.
I could take it either way.
I hear you. All right. Are you feeling, before we go, are you feeling the excitement that I'm feeling? Because you know what's coming up next.
It's Eric's Wonders.
Yeah, you got it.
Eric's Wonders when we come back from the break. Mike and the Haas on WASR.
AM 1420, WASR Wolfboro, W246DI Wolfboro at 97.1 FM. Local, community, radio.
Hey, this is Charlie Hossack from Mike and the Haas. Whether you're an Olympic athlete, weekend warrior, or just plain old like me, you should visit Seacoast Spine and Sports Injury Clinic. They have locations in Portsmouth, Hampton, and Alton, New Hampshire. The clinic has received numerous awards such as Best of Seacoast and Best of New Hampshire, and they accept most major health insurances. The clinic provides chiropractic sports medicine, routine chiropractic care, physical therapy, and naturopathic medicine. My family and I have been regular patients at the Seacoast Spine and Sports Clinic for the past 6 years and highly recommend them for all of your health care needs. Check them out on the web at seacoastsportsinjuries.com.
Hey, this is Mike from Mike and the Haas. If you're in the real estate market, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway. Fay brings 30 years experience to real estate in the Lakes region. If you're planning on selling, call Fay, and she could set up a complimentary market analysis to value your home and discuss anything you can do to help your house sell quicker and for more money. If you're buying, start with Fay. No one knows the local market better than Fay, and she will find the perfect house for you. So whether buying or selling, start with Fay Moore at Berkshire Hathaway by calling 888-723-0306. Or Verani.com.
Everyone deserves a treat in life. The Yum Yum Shop in beautiful downtown Wolfboro is offering an amazing deal on their Gingy Boxes. Gingy Boxes are 24 delicious gingerbread cookies with 2 containers of frosting. Gingy Boxes can be shipped anywhere in the world. When you order online at yumyumshop.com, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas to receive $5 off your order.
So don't forget, to save $5 on a Gingy Box, enter the code WASR or Mike and the Haas at yumyumshot.com. Welcome back to Mike and the Haas and WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. If you want to join the conversation today, 569 Lake, 569-5253. All right, is it our favorite time of the week?
It really is. I know it's Eric's favorite time, even though he may not admit to it. But this is the cool thing. But when we're going to do Eric's Wonders, but I've kind of added a little extra that I'd like to talk about after. If you don't, are you okay with that?
Well, it just came out of nowhere. I don't even know where you're going with this stuff. So
yeah. So
I'll let you take that after Eric's Wonders.
Yeah, if you don't
done.
Mind, because I think it's really kind of cool. So
okay, all right. So Eric, so we've talked about in New Hampshire sports, Division I, Division II, Division III, and so on. And so Eric asked about how do they come up with these divisions. And he's nodding over there, so he remembers.
Yeah.
And so a little research. I could see you did some research, too, on your stuff, which I don't know what that's about. But so it's done by school size. And I'm going to put a little caveat in here that hockey runs a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because there's only 3 divisions for hockey.
Right.
And so their numbers are a little bit different. And Kingswood has always petitioned up to be in Division II. We're supposed to be a Division III school,
okay,
but we petition up to Division
II. Play
D2. Yeah. But in all the other sports, we have 4 divisions, 1, 2, 3, 4. And if you remember right, I don't know if you were here for this, it used to be Class L, Class S.
Like, yeah, so I wasn't here for that, but I'm familiar with
it. When I was in school, it was Class L, Class I.
Okay.
So it was large, intermediate,
yeah. And class S.
Class M was
medium.
Medium, and then S was small.
Wow.
It was, yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was,
so it's just.
I like the one.
I think
three,
I prefer
four.
The 1, 2, 3, 4.
So do
4.
I. So if you're a Division I school, if you have over 900 students.
Okay.
In the school. Division II, if you're 525 to 899. Division III, if you're 286 to 524. And if you're below 285, then you are a Division IV school. Yeah. And so that's where you get your Colebrooks and your Pittsburghs, and you know those would be your Division IV Grovetons, schools like that. And you know Kingswood, I believe, is right in that 525 to 899 range.
Yeah,
so
we're in the 700s, I believe.
Yep. So we are a Division II school. When it comes, like I said, all of the sports except for hockey. Hockey runs a little bit different.
They do their own thing.
Yeah.
And maybe you don't know this, but I know that Eric asked me this kind of off air. He said, "You know, when do they figure out the population? Is that right at the beginning of the year?"
So the schools are reclassified every 2 years.
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years, okay. They have a chance to redo this. And I know, Mr. House, the athletic director, he spent some time because Kingswood kind of is on the bubble in a lot of things too.
Yeah.
You know, as far as their amounts, and so they're adjusted so that You know, we saw a lot of changes in football.
We did.
You know, and remember they went to, I mean, they were like Division II West, East, and it was all kinds of different things.
North and South. And Now, do you think New Hampshire should keep the divisions, or do you think it should be based on team performance?
Both.
Okay.
I think it should be both. I went to high school in Berlin, and we played for the longest time. And this, when I left, they had moved to the Division 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
And Berlin is a Division 3 school, but they petitioned up to be Division 1 because they were good.
Right.
And they're still good, but they petitioned up to be Division 1. And so I think that it's important that teams have the opportunity to play up a division.
Yes.
Just like Kingswood is, you know, in a normal year, even though we're playing, most of our teams that we're playing this year are Division III teams for hockey, we are Division II in hockey. And so when we go to the tournament, we're going to be going into Division II.
Yeah. Schools. Well, in football, just so you know, in football, it's similar. So Portsmouth years ago, Portsmouth was outstanding in Division II, and they, you know, they won it all, and they petitioned and they moved up to Division I, and that was a good move. We talk about Plymouth football, how amazing Plymouth football is. They've been, you know, Division II. They're always going to the championship, and they're just an awesome program. I would love to see them, you know, move up and play some D1 schools.
When we had Roger Brown on the show, we asked him, how would Plymouth do in Division I?
Right.
And he had him in the top five.
He did.
In Division I. Wouldn't it be a feather in the cap for Plymouth if they went up and took the title in Division I?
It'd be amazing.
So I think that schools, instead of dominating their own division for year after year after year, I would like to see, you know, not necessarily relegation.
Right.
But
step it up and see what you can do.
Let's say you win two titles in a row.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have to go up to the next division and
see what you can do.
The problem is, though, the kids graduate.
Yeah. It's not a pro team.
You know, you're dealing
with a
different
group. I feel the same way, too, with, you know, programs, whatever it is, that have been struggling for years, to give them the opportunity to realign. Or maybe what you could do is take the programs that have all been struggling and kind of put them together and give some opportunity there. You know, if a team's gone, you know, have only had two wins over the past, you know, 5, 6, 8 years, then maybe they compete against schools that are similar.
Right. I think our football team's is a good example right now.
Sure.
Even though, you know, they're doing a great job with trying to get the players in there and everything they can do, you know, right now they're not very competitive in Division II. You know, maybe there's some opportunity for them to play a different division schedule.
Definitely.
You know, that is more localized until they beef up those numbers.
I agree. So, you ready for mine? So, Eric, did we answer your questions?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I'm happy.
Thank you.
And here's another thing that's interesting. We had talked about last show that Hank Aaron had passed away.
Yes.
So, a lot of people have been talking about it. We know how important Hank Aaron was and is to the sport of baseball. And when he beat Babe Ruth's home run record. Here's some interesting things. So this is back in 1974. I was just barely born, Mike, just so you know. I mean, just a little young guy.
Okay.
But the interesting thing, I don't know if you guys knew this, but the person that caught Hank Aaron's baseball was a guy named Tom House. Does that ring a bell for either one of you? Tom House. I'm just asking. I mean, if you know, or great, does it? Do you know who Tom House is?
I want to say, I mean, this is going to be, isn't he a quarterback's coach?
Okay, he is a quarterback's coach, and we're going to talk about that. But here's an interesting thing. Tom House was a relief pitcher for the Braves, caught the ball. Prior to the game, Sammy Davis Jr., kind of, you know, the actor, comedian, right, singer? What is he? Yeah, he does it all probably.
Singer, dancer.
Yeah, does it all. Sammy Davis Jr. said, If you get the ball that Hank Aaron catches, I'll give you $25,000 for it. I just want to use it in Las Vegas on my stage show, and then I'll give it back to Hank Aaron. Well, $25,000 back then was
a lot of money.
You know, the average salary was $15,000. So Tom House caught the ball, didn't even think about giving it to Sammy Davis Jr., brought it to home plate, you know, gave it to Hank Aaron, all that stuff. But Tom House is a quarterback's coach. Tom House went on to become a pitching coach, quarterback's coach, and he is Tom Brady's personal.
He passed away, I think, didn't
he? Yeah. But he was Tom Brady's personal quarterback's coach.
I think he was called a throwing coach.
Yeah,
I think he was
because he worked with Glavin and baseball pitchers.
And Brady gives him a lot of credit for
his
mechanics and what he does. And Brady has spectacular mechanics,
right? But how crazy is that connection? And the only other connection, and I know Eric was very sad when the Red Sox back in '86 when the ball went through Bill Buckner's legs. Bill Buckner at that time was the left fielder that the ball was hit over.
How do you feel about Bill Buckner?
I'm okay. I like Bill. I think he got the short end of the stick. He was a very good baseball player. And if you actually look at his statistics, that proves it.
He shouldn't have been in that game.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole year, they were putting, I think it was Dave Stapleton in as a defensive replacement
for him.
Oh,
Dave Stapleton. What a name.
He had no ankles at the time. His ankles were just fused together.
Yeah.
And his feet was just, you saw the shoes that he used to wear. He had no business. He was a great hitter, though. He shouldn't have been in there. He should not have been in there, and that was a huge mistake.
Yep.
Who's manager then?
Now you're trivia.
Come on. Somebody calls in on that one or text us.
How do people call into the show?
5253-569-5253, 569-LAKE. Bill Buckner. He got the short end of the stick on that one.
He did.
And I think, he came back to the Sox a couple years later.
Yeah.
And
all is forgiven now.
I think it was forgiven then, too.
Yeah.
A couple years later, it was forgiven. It was just a breakdown. It was a breakdown. Just like Grady Little.
Grady Little,
When he left Pedro in there to pitch. That was a breakdown. When you had those weapons in the bullpen.
Yeah.
It was Williamson. It was Timlin.
People forget, too. I mean, with Bill Buckner, they were playing the Mets, and that was game six that it happened.
Right.
And they still had a chance to win in game seven, and that fell apart as well.
Right.
So
I'm a Buckner fan. I've always been a Buckner fan, and it's too bad what happened with him. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's too bad. Anyway, all right, let's talk about – thanks for that. Let's talk about
You're
the
welcome.
Celtics.
It's really more for Eric, just so you know.
Okay, we got a few minutes. You want to talk Celtics?
I'd love to talk Celtics. You only leave a couple minutes because –
You want to go Bruins? Because I don't have much on the Bruins.
All right, let's go Bruins because I like to talk about the Celtics.
Although we have a lot of football too.
All right, let's make it quick. Do the Bruins first.
All right, so the Bruins are starting to put the puck in the net.
Scoring goals.
Yep. They won again. They beat Philadelphia twice. This one they won 6-1. Pastrnak is coming back this week. It looks like maybe this weekend. He's been cleared for full contact.
You feeling better?
I'm feeling a little bit better.
Yeah. Tuca's playing well?
Yes, Tuca's playing well, but I don't trust Tuca.
Yeah.
I do like what I'm seeing from Richie. See the fight he got in the other night?
I did.
And they're getting a little physical. They're starting to find their way a little bit.
Yeah.
They're starting to find their way. They've played a lot of hockey over the past few years because they've been going deep in the playoffs. And although I don't know if last year you could say that it was a lot of hockey just because of the COVID thing, but,
they
only had a few weeks off. Mm-hmm. I like where the Bruins are at right now. I'm not completely sold on them, but they're getting better.
I agree with you.
I don't know about if your Celtics are getting better, but I think the Bruins are getting
better.
Are we
segueing to the Celtics? I'll start.
Huh? We can start the Celtics now.
All right, we'll start. So, you of course, had to highlight that they lost to Philly, the first place Philadelphia 76ers, but then they went on to—
Lost twice to Philadelphia.
They went on to blow out Cleveland,
yep.
And then they beat Chicago last night.
What place is Cleveland in?
I understand that, but I also told communicating—
What place is Cleveland in?
Not the top two spots. Because it's the Sixers and the Celtics. But I was talking to you, Cleveland's defense is amazing. So the Celtics, the fact that they could blow them out is a good sign. Celtics are currently second place in the East. You're saying they're still not competing with top teams. We'll see. It's, as I like to say, it's still early in the season.
That's a fact. They're not competing with top teams
Your guy, Jason Tatum, has returned. And it didn't look like, he missed a beat. He had limited minutes. He scored 24 points. Tatum and Brown together look awesome. The rookie Aaron Naismith came in. He had, two solid games. And we don't have Peyton Pritchard for 2 weeks.
I'm a Jaylen Brown fan.
Yeah.
I've been for a while. And I think the Celtics are better when they have a tandem. When it's not Tatum and then Brown.
I agree.
When it's Brown and Tatum.
Yeah.
Together.
Right.
They both had 24 last night. They both played about the same amount of minutes. They both shot about the same amount of shots.
Yeah.
That's what they need. They don't need to have an alpha and then, alpha B or whatever you want to call them. They need to have either call it two alphas or two Bs because they both bring different parts of their game to it.
Right.
And, Brown is much more of a slasher. Mm-hmm. Than Tatum is, but I think that Brown makes Tatum better.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet if Tatum makes Brown better, because these are numbers that Brown was putting up when Tatum wasn't in the
lineup. Without him there, I know.
And I think that it's really important for Tatum to defer a lot more to Brown. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come up with more Celtics when we get back. Mike and the Haas and WASR.
Mike and the Haas is sponsored by the Downtown Grill and Cafe. When in downtown Wolfboro, don't forget to stop at the Downtown Grill and Cafe. The Downtown Grill is open from 7 to 3, 7 days a week, 364 days a year, serving breakfast and lunch with daily specials and delicious homemade soups. The grill offers the finest organic and fair trade gourmet coffee and tea, several gluten-free options, and a unique and delicious breakfast and lunch menus. So for some of the best breakfast and lunch options in town, visit the Downtown Grill and Cafe during your next visit.
Are you getting married, celebrating anniversary, or just want to bring something beautiful to that holiday celebration? Linda's Flowers has been serving the Lakes region since 2003. They specialize in fresh-cut flowers, bouquets, plants, and gifts. Linda's Flowers is owned by Gwen, who is a Wolfboro native and focused on serving the local community. 569-4513, or stop by their shop, 91 Center Street in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. The shop is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1. You can also visit their website at flowersinwolfboronh.com, and Linda's Flowers will deliver right to your door. After the program today, I'm heading to Skelly's Market in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. They have all your grocery needs, plus more with great customer service. Pizza, subs, fried chicken, and a great selection of meats to put on your grill. On Saturday nights, there's always the much-loved pizza special, with two large topping pizzas for only $20. Skelly's also features Richardson's Ice Cream and the world-famous Bailey's Hot Fudge. Enjoy your visit to Skelly's Market at 374 Governor Wentworth Highway in Moultonboro, New Hampshire, and see why Skelly's is the convenience store with a little more.
Welcome back to Mike and the Haas on WASR. All right, let's finish up the Celtics.
All you're trying to do, honestly, is spread doom and gloom.
No, I'm not.
And you're always trying to.
They're a playoff team. That's a positive.
Okay. All right. I feel a little bit better about that. They're going to be in the finals. I'm sticking with that. Things are starting to.
Me saying that they're not going to be in the finals is not doom and gloom.
No, but just kind of the way you. Maybe it's my interpretation of how you word things. It's probably because you want to get me going. Is what it is. But the Celtics. I think the Celtics are. Are fine. They're positioning themselves. They're going to make a long playoff run, and I think we're going to be talking great things about Tatum, great things about Brown. Hopefully, Marcus Smart is going to figure out what his role is. We'll talk about the rookies, Pritchard and Naismith, and see what's going to happen with Kemba Walker. So I want to stay positive, and I feel positive about these Celtics
for the seventh week in a row.
Yeah.
I am a Celtics fan.
Okay, I got that.
You say it, but then you don't.
I know you're a Celtics fan.
Just because I'm a Celtics fan doesn't mean I have to be a homer and say that they're an NBA Finals team or the Patriots are a Super Bowl team every year. I'm giving my honest opinion that they have some issues that I think they need to work out. I am not sold that Jason Tatum is the superstar that he makes himself out to be. I am not sold that Marcus Smart doesn't do more damage than good, because he takes 15 shots and his ego to talent ratio is off the charts.
Right, we've talked about that.
I have to seem like I have to do this every single week.
I know.
To understand.
I
it is not doom and gloom that I'm spreading.
Oh, that's fine.
It is just
because
it's just reality.
We're finally going to arrive at a point, and I know that it's coming because it already. I mean, apparently I'm working miracles because it came so that you're on board with Tom Brady now. So I guess I'll just continue to plant the seed each week, and you'll get on board with the Celtics.
Right now, the Celtics are in second place.
Right.
They're as close to first place as they are to 10th place.
Oh, it's the same argument. Oh.
Well, you don't
if
listen
they lose
to
this,
it.
I
you
do listen. I do listen.
Do you disagree that they're as close to first place as they are to 10th place?
No, I understand the math. I understand standings. I get that. But I still feel like I still feel like the Celtics are a better team than you're giving them credit for.
I hope they are.
Good. Well, we'll see. I guess time will tell.
I hope they are, but right now they have not beaten a top team. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. All I am saying is that I'm not sold that they're a championship team because they're not competing against the top teams very well.
All right.
And we just saw them lose two in a row to Philadelphia.
All right. Here's the other thing. I do have a little beef, by the way. At some point, are you ever going to let me come in off a commercial break and bring us back?
No.
I mean, that's the one thing I'm looking for. You know, Eric and I have been talking about it. Mike never lets you come back in off a break.
No, that's not true.
I don't know. It looks like Eric's, Yep, he's open. Now he's closing his eyes. All right, let's talk football. We going to football?
Do you want to bring us to football?
I want to talk football. This past weekend was amazing. I'm as excited as you are because Tom Brady is going to the Super Bowl. I just thought it was both games were phenomenal. I was super excited to be able to watch them. And it was weird, Mike, because you know how I think we feel similar. Like when you're watching the Patriots and like you're at the edge of your seat and you got the butterflies and you got the nerves. Do you have that? Does that happen to you when you're watching? You know, when you're watching playoff football, especially with the Patriots years
yes.
past.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're like, and it's funny because I don't even like people around me or talking. I'm
very superstitious.
Yeah. So I felt a little bit like that with the Tampa Bay game.
I felt much more relaxed.
Oh, I was definitely more relaxed, but I still wanted, Tom to win.
And this sounds ridiculous, but sometimes when the Patriots lost at the end of the season,
yeah.
you know, whether it be a giant Super Bowl
sure.
or something like that, I wouldn't be able to sleep that night.
I know.
And yep. I would go into just lockdown as far as no radio, no television.
Right.
I wouldn't. But if they won, I'm all in. I'm watching it 24/7.
Watch this, yes, the celebrations. It's almost like a sports depression.
It is.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that. I was watching the game with interest.
Of course.
And I was more marveling at what Tom Brady was doing and appreciating what Tom Brady was doing
right.
than necessarily rooting for Tom Brady. And so it's just relaxing watching the games that way.
Yeah.
For 20 years we've been on the edge of our
always
seat.
Always on the edge of our
pacing,
seat. Yeah.
Sitting in the same seat.
Yeah.
Not getting food at a certain
right.
time
because
you're
Yeah.
And if somebody extra walks into the room, you tell them to get out because it's going right. to ruin the mojo.
Absolutely.
So it wasn't like that. And it was relaxing and it was enjoyable. What Brady is doing is unbelievable.
It is.
And I was able, because of last week that I'd given up on the team first philosophy as far as with the Patriots, I was able to appreciate what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is his 10th Super Bowl that he's going to. He is 6-3, that most people know that.
It's crazy.
I sent you. I don't know if you got to look at that.
I did. You texted me
of all the records that he has.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It is
the number of records that he has when it comes to playoff football,
mm-hmm.
and he has wins. For instance, he has beaten.
all the quarterbacks.
But he has as many NFC. Wins like 9 NFC playoff wins.
Yeah,
something. I'm gonna get
like
this
as
wrong.
The Cowboys? Or
no, the highest is 12.
Oh, okay.
As far as quarterbacks in playoff beating NFC teams in the playoffs.
Wow,
that's what it was. It was beating NFC teams in the playoffs.
He's got 9.
He's got 9 because he's won 6 Super Bowls and he got 3 wins this year.
Yeah,
and the highest is 12.
Wow,
that's
crazy.
Unbelievable.
That is.
It's what he's been doing is just he's rewriting his own record books.
Right.
Max Kellerman, do you remember the Cliff comment?
Oh, yeah. Brady's close to falling off the cliff. Yeah.
He came out after the game and he said since he made the Cliff comment, which was 4.5 years ago, give or take, Brady's had a Hall of Fame career.
It's awesome. Yeah.
He'd been to 4 out of the 5 Super Bowls. I think he won an MVP in there. I think there was an MVP that he won with the Patriots. He's just been the 4 out of 5 Super Bowls.
Yeah, it's good that Max Kellerman came out and finally said, which is great.
Since the Cliff comment, he's had a Hall of Fame career.
That's unbelievable.
I think we had talked about this, maybe last year that you could separate Brady's career into 3 different segments,
mm-hmm.
and he's a Hall of Famer for each one of them.
Right.
It was like until 2007. He was a Hall of Famer, and then from 2008 until like 2014,
Hall of Famer.
And then just the last 4 or 5 years, Hall of Famer. Isn't that unbelievable?
It is.
3 different Hall of Fame careers.
And we've been blessed to watch him play, which has been amazing.
All right, so
let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the Bucs Green Bay game.
So what's the thing that jumps out to you in that game?
pass interference.
Okay.
At the end of the game.
Yeah, I would go the decision to kick a field goal.
All right, so the fact that they were fourth and goal at the 8-yard line, they being Green Bay Packers.
Down by 8.
Yeah, so Matt LaFleur, the head coach, decided down by 8 with like 2 minutes and change. Yeah, 2 and change. They had all their timeouts. They essentially would have had 4 timeouts, 3 timeouts plus the 2-minute warning.
Kicks a field goal to make it 5.
Yeah, kicks a field goal to make it, cut it down to 30, the way it ended, 31-26.
Right, it was 5.
Yep.
And never got the ball back.
He never got the ball back.
So there's a couple things that jump out with me is that if he doesn't, if they go for it, right, they still need a touchdown to win.
Yeah.
They're going to pin them back, you know, Brady back on the eight rather than getting the ball at the 25-30 or whatever they ended up with.
Touchdown would tie. Touchdown and two-point conversion, right, would tie.
Would tie.
Yeah, right, right.
So, but you could have gone for, you could have taken your shot. You have the MVP of the league as your quarterback,
right,
who is mobile, who for some reason didn't want to run in the end zone on the
which
know,
was crazy.
Play.
They've shown that, you know, that lane that he could have, we would have scored.
But he has the, arguably the best receiver in the league. In Devontae Adams. And they decide to kick the field goal.
So Matt LaFleur made it. I mean, he played that so conservative. And then did he not recognize who the quarterback of the Bucs? Would you ever give the ball to Tom Brady? I mean, he's as you said before, he's surgical. He knows exactly how to manage a game. He knows exactly how to win a game. It's crazy. I mean, I think if I'm coaching, you know, thankfully I'm not, I'm going for it. I'm going to try to score.
The analytics, did you see all the analytics?
Yeah, the analytics, but it was so close.
It was close.
It was like,
which surprised me, but I think sometimes there's more than analytics.
Yeah.
There's about how you feel about your team.
Yep.
And when you have the MVP of the league as your quarterback and you have all those weapons, I don't think the analytics match up. I mean, Cam Newton is your quarterback. Yeah, maybe you kick that field goal and take your shot with the defense.
Right.
But you have Aaron Rodgers. And you know, now it looks like Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be back in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of that to that decision.
I think you're right.
That's what jumped out. The pass interference.
What are you thinking about the pass interference?
I think in real time it was ticky-tacky.
Yeah.
But when they slow it down.
Absolutely. I was just going to say the same thing because there was. I wish we could show a picture here. I mean, he had the jersey holding on to him and it was pulled. But everyone's arguing saying, well, the ball was uncatchable. Well, we don't know. He was being held. He probably could have closed out.
It was his jersey was being pulled like a foot off of his body.
Absolutely.
And it was so clear. But in real time I thought they just tripped over each other's feet.
Yes.
That's what it looked like to me.
In real time we have, you know, people saying, "Oh, here it is. The game's fixed. Tom Brady's going to the Super Bowl." Right. Wah wah wah.
Right. So I don't know. It was a good game. It was I just go back to Brady and
but
how unbelievable.
Can I have one more comment about that, the penalty?
Yeah.
They really weren't calling penalties pretty much the entire game. And I guess if you're going to commit yourself to how am I going to call or officiate a football game, you're going to start calling penalties in the last 2 minutes.
And the flag came in so late.
Oh, man. Probably after Tom said, throw the flag.
I don't know. But that was if you're a Green Bay fan, that one's tough.
That is tough.
And then even when you watch it in slow motion, you're like, well, I guess he did. I mean, that was really a hold than anything else.
Right.
It's just it's a tough way. There was some bad play by Green Bay. But then, you know, Brady kept picking on that. His last name was White. I forget what his first name is. But he kept picking on him all day. And we always used to think, well, that's a Belichick thing. You just go, you know, you target.
You go after who they perceive the weakest is.
I guess not. That's a Brady thing.
No, it's not, yeah.
Real quick, KC over the Bills, Mahomes did not look hurt. Yeah, no. He looked really good.
Coming off of a concussion protocol plus a turf toe, they said. So he looked great.
The Bills Bills did not represent themselves very well at the end of that game.
They didn't. Not at all. That turned ugly.
And I'm sorry. I think that's a sign of things to come.
Yeah.
I think that there's cracks in that armor, and I'm not sure if I'm a believer in the Bills long term.
I agree. I think Bills 1 year wonder. I don't. This would have been their shot, and I think if the Bills had gone to the Super Bowl, which, you know, I would have loved to have seen, I think a lot of the country would have rallied behind them. But they, not exciting at all, but the Super Bowl preview is very exciting that we're going to get to next week or next on Friday.
You wrote down Mahomes getting into an elite class. This will be his second Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're favored, you know, over Tampa. I think the one team that can beat them is Brady, though.
Yeah.
You know, I say the team, but, you know, Brady and the Bucs with that. They have a pretty high offensive
they
output
score,
down there.
They can score a lot of points.
They can score, and their defense is playing okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But I think Mahomes is definitely an elite class. He's right now, he doesn't have the years, the reps right to be rated with those guys. But if he did, he's way above, you know, passer rating. We talked passer rating last week.
I mean, is Patrick Mahomes the future Tom Brady? Are we seeing this?
I think the only person that Patrick Mahomes is going to try and catch now is Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And he's got a long ways to go. He's got to get to 8 more Super Bowls after this one.
He does. And the thing that I worry about with Patrick Mahomes, he runs a lot. He takes a lot more hits than Tom Brady ever did.
Yeah. But I also think that he'll slow down. He'll slow down with that. That concussion probably is going to have some effect on him.
Sure.
All right. Are we good for this week?
I think so.
Do you want to lead us into our thanking our advertisers, or do you want me to take
care of that? Would you like me to do that? All right. Thank you, buddy. All right. Let me get to it. We want to once again thank our advertisers for supporting Mike and the Hoss on WASR, powered by the Yum Yum Shop. Thanks to Faye Moore at Berkshire Hathaway.
Seco Spine and Sports Injuries Clinic.
Skelly's Market.
Water's Edge Salon.
Lucas Roasting Company.
Durand Independent Insurance.
Carroll County Oil.
Downtown Grill and Cafe.
Weston Auto Body.
Linda's Flowers.
Bradley's Hardware.
Full Belly Deli.
And the Full Belly Deli Bar and Grill.
Thank you. We will see you on Friday at 4:30.
Right on. Have a great week.
See you later.